Welcome to Mrugashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. This podcast is a tribute to our fantastic fellow professionals, colleagues, and friends. I'm Radha Radhakrishnan, and this podcast is brought to you in association with DigiTales. She heads a 35-member communication team in India. Yes, a 35-member team. It's probably the largest communications team in the country. Her company operates in one of the most happening businesses in the world. We have today Minari Shah, Director Communications at Amazon India. She discusses with us what has changed for her and her team since COVID, the challenges, difficulties, and learnings.
Hi, Minari. Welcome to Mrugashira. So I just get to the topic first in terms of what has changed for you and Amazon during COVID times.
Thanks, Radha, first of all, for calling me for this one. So this is my first podcast. In terms of what's changed, for us as a team, and I think some things. I think the first piece that's important is something which may not be unique to PR or Amazon or the teams. I think is all of us are really missing the human interaction. I don't think we ever realized how much we care about going into work and offices and, those coffees and those quick breaks. How much work got done and how much it mattered for us and our productivity. So I think that's something that we're all missing. I think our jobs of communication are such that I think both in terms of how we gather business inputs as well as how we deliver them to our audiences depend also a lot on different kinds of large or small meetings, one-on-ones, interviews, meetings, and all of it. So I think all of these have changed, right? How do we gather inputs? How do you communicate it? How do you meet your audiences, be it the media, be it employees, whoever these are? The fact that you can't do on-ground events, I think, is a huge one for a company like Amazon. We do a lot of, outreaches of different kinds. I think these are some of the really big changes of what's really changed. And then I think the other piece, which is perhaps, again, common to everyone, is I think we're all putting in longer hours. I think the boundaries between work and personal life just seems to have kind of gone away. People who said they used to shut down at 6 are not finding it easy, and they say that they're working till 10 o'clock. So I think it's needing a lot more conscious effort to find those right boundaries. I think all of those, I think, are the big ones. I think everyone's just drained being on calls all the time. You need a lot more energy to do the same meetings on some kind of a video or audio call.
I completely agree on that. In fact, that brings me to the next question. So it must be a bit of a challenge for you to keep the team motivation high, getting them all together and, still go with the same kind of drive that one would have done when they are face to face.
So I think there are multiple things that have happened in the last few months. First, there were the business challenges that came in. Here we are a company that our customers were depending on a lot more, more than ever, because they felt that it would be safe for them to shop online.
Okay.
We had a lot of our selling partners, our sellers, who were depending on us more than ever because this was their one way to keep their business going. When they could not keep their offline business going, this was their one way to keep their work and their income going. So we had a lot of our customers and sellers depending on us more than ever. And yet there were all these different kinds of challenges that we had to solve while all of us working remotely. So we had a lot of the policy kind of issues, getting curfew passes for tens of thousands of people across the country. My geography knowledge improved. I learned there were more than 730 districts because we had to work literally with each district to get those. So we learned what largeness of the country means and what lockdown. We had to, be more flexible than ever. Containment zones, first there was the red, green and yellow zones. The containment zones, one day you could deliver in an area, next day you could not. So you're taking orders, suddenly you can't, suddenly something changes. So, you know, so there was a lot of, you know, dealing with all of that. We were dealing with a lot of tech teams and legal teams and PR teams and business teams who were based in different parts, not just of India, but in US. So, you know, we were working at strange hours trying to solve all of these different pieces, get the transport organized for our people who did need to be in our warehouses, our FCs, fulfillment centers, people who needed to deliver products, people building the supply chain. So I think those were the kind of challenges, and it took a couple of weeks. I think we were building it as we went, you know, signing up with local shops to be able to bring in the pipeline and so on. So I think a lot of it was, you know, kind of innovating and learning at that point in time. And that really, I think, that, and your question, why do I bring this up when you say, how do you get the team to be driving easily? I think the first couple of months, it was the sheer compulsion of the fact that, you know, you can make a difference. That as a company, you're actually really responsible for so many lives and make such a difference is what really added a lot of purpose. I think teams were driven by that purpose. I think it's only in the second half of the, the lockdowns and all of it, that some of that started changing. And then we started looking at, you know, I think initially it was that, okay, there are these few months and we need to face all of these. Then you realize that this is not going away, that this is going to be there for a long time to come. And how do you really keep the team morale high? I think first part of it was really getting the right infrastructure, making sure people had the right chairs and desks and workstations. You know, initially it was just about making sure everyone has laptops, right? And
that's true.
In a company like Amazon, everyone already had it. So that wasn't, you know, there were people who needed the right dongles and connectivity. But after a point when it became extended, people needed right kind of chairs. People needed right kind of working stations. There were people who were getting furniture done. So making sure that as a company, we could support all of that. You know, where we could get the office furniture to them, we did, but otherwise just making sure that people could charge it to the company. Making sure that the hours became a lot more flexible. You know, when people are working longer hours, we could not stick to the normal kind of work hours. We were also working difficult hours because managing with the US teams, etc. So a lot more flexibility. People said that they needed time out to cook and clean houses and manage kids' online schooling. So, you know, making sure that people were able to do those. I mean, I know that there were times I had to just block calendars to say I'm cooking. You know, we had no helps at home. And so people needed a lot more flexibility to make sure that they were able to do whatever they needed to do for them. So making sure that we were respectful of that, you know, flexibility. This whole calls get draining. We have now started that once a week, we have a no meeting day. We actually did a call where we online invited a Taj, a bartender, to show us how to make cocktails.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So, and sometimes it's funny because you're doing this both for India teams, but sometimes you're also doing this with regional teams. So there was one time because my colleagues are in Australia, Japan, Singapore. So I'm the last one. So I was doing it at 4 o'clock. I was having a gin cocktail. So I said, okay, here we go. So I think it's just learning how to live with all of it.
We're taking a short break. We'll be back with our conversation with Minari Shah in a little while. Welcome back to Mrugashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. We are in conversation with Minari Shah, Director of Communications at Amazon India.
Does it also mean that, you know, the ecosystem within Amazon has also developed more empathy towards, you know, what you guys go through day in and day out? Because this is not a one-day affair. I mean, this has been happening for months together for you guys.
I think right from the start, from the very beginning, there was a lot of recognition that this was actually harder than anything that we've known. That work from home and working remote and all these challenges that we just discussed, you know, long working hours and boundaries blurring and all that made it hard. And I think right from the start, all the leaders were super empathetic about that. You know, from the beginning, there was a recognition that we needed to understand and help our teams and our colleagues and our people manage this better. I think you cannot do this without that empathy. Now, whether it's making sure that your backs are okay by the right chairs and tables and, you know, you don't have to worry about connectivity. There will be calls where people will not join on video. You're joining at weird hours of the day and night. You know, being respectful of people's time and recognizing that people need to prioritize personal time as well. I think absolutely, I think empathy is absolutely key to that.
Okay, it brings me to one last question, which is that what is the kind of learning that you have had and something that sums up your entire experience?
You know, we went to Prime Day very recently.
Yes.
And Prime Day for Amazon is this event at scale which Prime members look forward to, which, you know, hundreds of thousands of sellers look forward to. And when we started, we said, how do we really do a Prime Day in these conditions with the level of ambiguity there is? And we did it. And, you know, it was the biggest day for the SMBs we've ever had in 7 years in India. Our customers really had a demand. Yeah, we had more SMBs, you know, selling than ever, more SMB products and all of that. So it was bigger than ever. Customers clearly had needs which they needed to fulfill. But to me, you know what that epitomized? That when called upon, the two things which I took away, when called upon to do something, human mind, when pushed, will innovate and find a way out. I think we kept looking from building the pipeline to dealing with ambiguity of can we deliver. It's a Prime Day. There is a commitment we're making. Customers have very high expectations from an Amazon promise. How do you deliver in the era of containment zones and all of it? There is a huge, our biggest priority is to keep our employees safe. So, you know, so people who are delivering, people who are in FCs, you have to make sure that their safety is paramount. While dealing with all of that, we could innovate and do it. So that was my one big learning, that one can innovate and find a way. But, you know, the day, the Prime Day was to start, it starts at midnight. And typically, we're all in office that night and everyone, there is this intense excitement and adrenaline. And you're all, you know, gathered, not just the PR teams, the business teams and everyone, the leaders and everyone. And you watch it as it goes live. And everything went fine. But all of us were like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm not in office. It was that human touch, that human interaction of just being together, watching each other be tense and smile and relief that we missed. So my takeaway is you can do whatever needs to be done. One can keep finding the way out because it's important to do. There were people depending on us, but finally we miss people and we're all, I think, waiting to go back to be able to spend time with each other.
Hope that happens soon, Minari, because it is something that all of us are going through, and hopefully we all go back and you know, meet our colleagues and spend great time with them. Thanks for coming on show. And it was great chatting with you, and look forward to having you on board many times over as we progress along.
Thanks, Radha. It was great chatting. Thank you.
That's all we have in this episode of Mrugashira. We'll be back again next week. Do send us your comments and feedback to mrugashira@digitales.co.in. I repeat, mrugashira@digitales.co.in. We'll see you next week. Till then, stay safe, stay happy.